Welcome to the Heart for God podcast. With many years of experience pastoring and helping to start churches, Dr. Jim Townsley has some practical and biblical advice that can be a great help to you and your ministry. On this podcast, Dr. Townsley and other guests with special expertise cover a variety of topics. His goal is to help you lead your church to be a healthy, strong, and balanced ministry, and for your family to be happy, healthy, and living for the Lord.
Welcome to the broadcast today. Glad you joined in. Well, unfortunately, I'm alone today. I'd like to have a guest always with me as much as possible. But it is a very important topic we'll be talking about today, and that is something that I've realized as I do these church planning reviews. As I mentioned from last podcast, there was two things that I see are glaring issues within our fundamental churches. The one we dealt with last week, and that is the retirement for a pastor, whether it be the church or the pastor or both, a lack of planning. And there ought to be a system in place for that. The other thing that is totally unrelated that seems to be a real issue and a great need today is to revitalize our Sunday school. There are churches that have buses that it's sort of a normal thing because when you pick kids up, they're going to be there in Sunday school. But the families that drive in is a much bigger challenge. Of course, it's all a challenge, whether it be the bus ministry or the drive-in crowd. But it is a big challenge to try to build your Sunday school and make it exciting and make it something that people want to attend. Years ago, the Sunday school was actually a larger attendance than in the morning service. There were actually people that came to Sunday school but did not stay for the preaching. But the Sunday school was a big, big thing in the past, and that's not the feel that people have for it today. So the real question is it worth revitalizing? Is it worth the effort? Should we be trying to build a Sunday school, or is it something of the past? Does it not really serve a purpose? Is it not necessary? Can it be replaced with something else? And the view that I have is though it may not be as popular, it's still vitally important and necessary. Children need to learn their Bible. They need to learn Christian songs, that the old standard songs that children learned in Sunday school. They should be able to go through the Bible at least two times if they go from the earliest age up through high school, in some cases even perhaps all the way through the Bible three times. But if they don't go to Sunday school, where will they learn that? Well, if they attend a Christian school, maybe they get some of that. If they are homeschooled, maybe in the curriculum they're getting some of that. Certainly not in the public school, but the idea of a Sunday school program that teaches the Bible, to me, is irreplaceable. It is absolutely essential. And though it may be difficult, pastors ought not to ignore it nor give up on it. I believe it can be exciting. It can be effective. It will train our young people and give them a background in the Bible, a background in morals. So the real solution is not to give up, and even though it may not be revitalized in a way like it was before or be as popular as it was in the past, it really is important to make the most of your Sunday school and promote it and push it. So a couple things that you can do, have a spring and fall campaign. Whether it be 4 weeks, 6, 8, 10, 12 weeks, you could have 12 disciples, the Ten Commandments. You could have a roundup theme, more of a secular theme, something to go along with an Easter theme. but to have a theme and encourage young people for that period of time to be faithful, that they're going to miss something if they're not in Sunday school. Announce it frequently from the pulpit. Refer to it often. And in the adult classes, whether you have one class or you have a number of classes, there ought to be something interesting and exciting for people to look forward to. One of the best series that I did was only a five-week series, and it was through the Bible in 5 weeks. It was through the whole Bible, but it was sort of a dispensational study. And there were some things that I did. Every week we had a drawing, and there was some sort of prize or gift. It could have been a Bible. It could be something to eat. I think one of the weeks, I made an apple pie, but you had to be there on time. And literally, we have people running to get into the church service in time to get their name in the jar so that they might win that prize. It created a lot of enthusiasm. Furthermore, it really helped people to put the whole Bible in perspective. If someone's never made a study of the Bible like that, it could be very, very helpful to see it all come together and the purpose from Genesis all the way through Revelation. And we did some PowerPoint. It wasn't paid advertising, but it was sort of tongue-in-cheek advertising. We had an electrician that he said he was sponsoring the Sunday school lesson for the day, and it was a funny thing, and people look forward to it. We had a handout sheet and Sunday school times, and people had crossword puzzles on it. They had the emphasis of next week, and they had a poem, something about the lesson. So it was just a one sheet, 8.5 by 11, filled with information. And generally, we started 5 minutes early. You know how people come in 10 minutes late? Well, they're almost on time if you start 5 minutes early. But it went very, very fast. It was a lot of work, but it created a lot of enthusiasm. And when the parents come to the adult class, they bring their kids with them. Isn't that something? So if they bring their kids with them, it's important the children have a great experience. So the teachers need to do more than just open up a Sunday school quarterly and say, here's our lesson, and just teach. There ought to be object lessons. There can be review lessons, a way to teach a memory verse. There need to be visual aids. There ought to be some sort of music. All those things are part of the class. It's not just lecturing through a lesson about Abraham or Isaac. It ought to be done in a creative way. Several years ago, I heard a preacher say something I'd never forgotten. He said, "May God help us never to bore people with the truth." And unfortunately, sometimes that happens. A good teacher is not going to bore people. He's going to keep them alert, awake, interested, and helpful. And of course, it's not to minimize the importance of being spirit-filled, praying, visiting your class, working with parents. All those things go together. And it is a challenge. It's not as easy as it used to be, but it is worth it to build your Sunday school. And so that you have to honestly look and see how many children are faithful in Sunday school. And why are there some that come to church, they don't come to Sunday school? What can we do to get them interested? Well, if you ignore it, it'll never get better. It's probably only going to get worse. So we need to give some attention to promoting it. The pastor has to be excited about it. He has to talk about it. I think yearly there ought to be a training session, maybe twice a year, a training session for your teachers. At our leadership conference this coming March, in April, we are going to be live streaming, where someone can tune in all over the world, literally, to the live streaming, and it'll be archived so someone can go back and listen to it. But people who couldn't be here, they're too far away, they could go online and bring all their teachers together. They can, and they're going to learn some practical skills about the music and actually teaching lessons. And teachers need that encouragement. And so we're doing all that we can to help them. And there's some things of the past that were effective. They were helpful, you know, having review lessons. They're handmade charts where you can match, say, a husband and wife together. They're just so many things that can be done to make the class exciting, interesting, and where it will be effective in teaching the truth of God's Word. Obviously, if somebody's close enough, it'd be better to attend the leadership conference with your teachers, your prospective teachers. But if you can't do that, then certainly an option is to go online, and that's certainly going to be helpful. So the conference is April the 13th of this year. It's a one-day thing, and there'll be a great emphasis on helping our Sunday school, revitalizing the Sunday school. Brother Corey Bain will be with us. He'll be the main speaker. We have teachers that have great experience. They have great skill, and they're going to be, their particular classes will be live streamed so people can pick those up, and they will be archived. But I would encourage you, in whatever way you do it, to have at least a yearly emphasis on teacher training and improvement, and those maybe that are assistants or those who could be teachers, they're potential teachers, to start giving them some training. So all that could be a great help. But, you know, you pretty well get what you go after, and if you don't go after building a Sunday school, you're not going to get much from it. So let's give some attention to that. It's worth it. Our churches need it. It'll help the church services, it'll help the church family. And as we pray, as we seek God's help, as we train people, I think it's part of furthering the kingdom of God. Well, thanks for listening to the podcast today, and we'll look forward to next week. You have a great day. God bless.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, consider sharing it with a friend. You can also follow at Dr. Townsley on Twitter or on Facebook at Jim Townsley.